Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. It's the Holiday Gift Guide edition. I'm telling you, this list is golden. It is going to save you so much freaking time. You're not even going to believe it. And it's a highly curated list. And by that, I mean, these aren't just my ideas. Like, you need ideas for, you know, young women, teen girls, young men, teen boys. You need some fresh ideas for the dudes, right? Like for your husband or for your father. I get it. So I went to the sources. I went to the coolest teen girl. I went to the coolest, you know, teen dude. And I went to the dads that like know what's going on and were willing to like tell me what they actually want, like what they will actually use. And so, yeah, you're in luck. I'm going to share with you each one of these items. I'm going to go through the list as quickly as possible. Now, obviously, because almost everybody shops on Amazon and you can get things quickly, a lot of these items are on Amazon, but there are certain items that I don't recommend that you buy them on Amazon because there's so many fakes out there. And if it is a name brand item that you can get on Amazon, I will give you the actual link to that particular item. Anyways, we've got a lot to cover, so let's go. Before we get started, at the end of this episode, for those of you who have been following along with my plastic surgery nightmare and all the things I've uncovered about the California Medical Board, at the end of this episode, unrelated to the holidays, but there is a really, really important message, and there's a hearing that's coming up on Friday, and I need your help. So if I can just ask you to do one thing in exchange for this long list of gift ideas, if you could just stay to the very end of this episode, especially if you live in the state of California, there's a very important hearing on Friday. So this is very time sensitive. You guys have made such amazing things happen already because of the Pod Squad, because of people who listen to the show, because of, you know, people who care enough and are outraged and know that change needs to happen. And so I just want to thank you in advance for those of you who listen all the way to the end for that. Okay, as you know, if you've listened to my past episodes where I talk about gift giving, like I'm uncomfortable getting gifts. I love giving gifts, but getting them makes me uncomfortable. The thing that I have asked for from my children every single year is I either want them to write me a handwritten letter, or ideally, I like for them to make me a video. Some years, they don't make the videos, but I have videos going like so many years back, and that is my absolute favorite. So before I get into like the gift-giving ideas, I want to share that idea with you because that maybe that's an idea you could give to your children or even to your husband, because I think that is the most valuable, the most amazing thing that I have. I have this big box that I keep locked that I've stored these handwritten letters from Brett and from my kids that they give me on the holidays or like on my birthday too. And they just, for me anyways, that is my ultimate gift. I mean, you know, as I've said before, my love language is words of affirmation. The thing that's kind of tricky, if that's you, if your love language is words of affirmation, but if your significant other is not good at that, like they're not great at expressing themselves or they're not great at putting their admiration or love for you into words, I've discovered an app that has helped so many of my friends who have a partner who struggles in this way, and it's called Paired. I'm going to spell it P-A-I-R-E-D, like, you know, like you're a pair, paired.com. And it's basically a relationship app for couples. You could ask your partner as your gift this year to like download the app, and then you play on the app together. And it's super fun, and it's like a great way to actually connect on a deeper, more profound level with your significant other, especially if like you don't feel like you're connected or you have a difficult time like opening up to those kinds of questions. This app actually kind of triggers or prompts those questions. Like it basically gives you a series of questions that you will answer with your partner. I mean, questions like it might ask you, I'm trying to think of some of them, like, what do you remember about the first time we met? Or what is it you find the sexiest about me? Or what is it you love the most about when we spend our time together? Like it gives you specific prompts and there's like couples games you can play on it. Like, how would you describe me? Or like you can do a game around romantic gestures. Would you rather? But like, it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's not, you guys. I swear. It could help your sex life because remember, it's really difficult to be sexually connected if you're not emotionally connected. I'm a big fan of this for those of you who are trying to find a gift or an idea for your significant other. And like, maybe you don't buy each other gifts. you know, it's just Christmas, but like do something like this, okay? So it is a paid app, but you can get a discount when you go to paired.com and you go /Shalene. So it's PAIRED.com/Shalene. When you use that link, you're going to get a 7-day free trial, plus you'll get 25% off if you sign up. It's a very affordable subscription anyways. And I really can't think of anything more important to invest in than your relationship. I don't know. I just find a lot of couples for the holidays, they don't exchange gifts, which like I get it, but this is something like super affordable that the two of you can do together. And I think it'll make you feel more connected. So if that's you, I'd love to hear what you think about it. Okay. Again, if you want the discount for your subscription and 7 days free, it's paired.com/Shalene. Now, the rest of these gifts require shipping, right? Like that's a virtual gift, but let's talk about some of the gifts. Which group should I start with first? Let's see. Okay. I'm going to start with young women. Now, obviously some of these things, when I say young women, it could be middle school girl, high school girl, a girl in their 20s. It might be you. And some of these things you might buy for your girlfriend. Okay. So let me start with the first one. And remember, these are all curated. I didn't even know what some of these things were, but like I asked the cool girls and these are like hot, cool, kind of trendy things. The first one is a candle set. It's called Boy Smells. I know it sounds weird, but that's what it's called. Boy Smells. It's like $56. Don't worry. You don't have to write any of this down. I will have a list for you. I'm going to give you a link at the end of the show where you can go, and every single one of these will be in a list for you. But in case you are writing them down, first one is Boy Smells. Next one, we're going to go with the small vanity mirror, and it's amazing. It's got like 7,000 five-star reviews for this vanity mirror because you can plug in like your blow dryer into it. You can charge your phone up with it. It's got like, you know, the makeup lights with the lights that go all the way around it. It's nice and bright and it's got like a, what do you call it? 10X mirror attached to it. I think that is, yeah, it's only $40. Okay. Next, a custom neon sign. Now this one, jump on it. So if you've got a teen girl, I think even like my girlfriends would love this to put like, you know, if they podcast, you can put the name of their podcast or their name or a nickname or like a little saying that they use. This custom neon sign is $25. It looks to me like you can order it and get it within about 10 days. So jump on that one. Again, all of these links I will give you at the end of the show. Okay, this is another hot, hot, hot trend. The company's called Rare Beauty, and their blush and highlighter kit runs $52, but it's like the thing that every girl wants right now. It's like totally viral on TikTok. Next would be the Joby Tripod Pro Kit. It's a tripod. It's also a monopod. It's also a selfie stick. It also has like an automated timer with it. It is industrial strength, but it's also super lightweight. Like I took it traveling with us through Europe. It is the best tripod I've ever bought. I love it so much. $75. I know that's kind of a lot for a tripod, but like it's great. Okay. This next one's a little pricey, but I'm going to give you two different options. The first one is about a $200 shoe. So if that sounds like a lot, you know, I don't know what everyone's budget is, but this is an amazing shoe. It's the Ganni. It's spelled G-A-N-N-I, platform loafer, and it looks like a Mary Jane. So it kind of looks like a clunky, you know what I'm talking about, like a big, thick lug heel. And it's Ganni is like a super hot brand. Now, if you're like, there's no way, can't afford that. Well, just look at that shoe, that same kind of shoe, that thick sole, lug sole. You can also find it on a site called Dolls Kill, D-O-L-L-S-K-I-L-L. And look for the Mary Jane loafer there. And that you can get for about $43, super cheap. Dolls Kill is like a very hot new brand for like younger girls. Like we walked past the store here in Soho and the line was around the block. Anyways, they've got a less expensive version you could try. Next, I'm going to go with, again, this is a little bit on the pricier side, but there's a variety of them. The diamond version of the Kenneth Cole luggage. Now, you've probably seen this. It looks like it's diamond cut. It's super cool, like big chunky diamonds. And it comes in black. It comes in pink. It comes in like matte gray. It's super cool. And it's available on Amazon like in the 20-inch size that you would use as a carry-on, the middle size, or the big 28-inch size. You can get the whole set for $159, or you can buy individual pieces. Again, I'll have a link for you at the end. I think every girl needs a really great speaker for in her shower. So JBL makes a great one. I've used mine for years. It's under $45. It's a clip-on. So what's really cool about it is I clip it into my shower. You guys always say, like, how do you listen to so many audiobooks or podcasts? Because of this speaker. So when I'm in my shower, I continue listening to my podcast. And then when I get out of the shower, I don't have to like turn it off. I just unclip it and then I clip it to my mirror. And when I'm done, I'm done. Next up is the Lululemon Half Zip Scuba. It's a sweatshirt, but it's called the Scuba Sweatshirt. And this is, again, one of those sweatshirts that went viral on TikTok. I have it in two colors. I live in it. So this would go for a young woman, or it might even just be one where you're like, oh, I think I need to get one for myself. But apparently, I've been told by the cool girls that the cool girls, they really don't want pink. They want nude colors. So this sweatshirt is made in the color trench. It's going to be hard to get. But if you jump on it, I'm sure it'll still be available. That's available at Lululemon. Okay. Also, every girl, I don't care how old or how young she is, she needs a ring light. And I found a great deal on one, the 13-inch one. You don't need a 20-inch ring light. You just don't. Because you need to stand pretty close to it anyways. I've got a link for you that gives you $35 for a 13-inch ring light. It does the job. It's great. Next up is the Carhartt Beanie. So it looks just like a regular beanie that like anyone wears. But Carhartt is just one of those traditional, cool brands that doesn't go out of style and it's just classic. Now, when it comes to this beanie, you could get this for your son or your daughter or for yourself. But the color is where you want to be careful, right? Like, so I think for younger girls, they might like a brighter color. Just depends on the personality of the person you're buying for. Also, you cannot go wrong with UGG slippers. Okay, let's move on to the young man in your life. You can't go wrong with a tumbler. So I'm going to put on my list, you'll see the NFL tumbler. So whatever their favorite NFL team is or collegiate team, they've got these great tumblers I found on Amazon for under $30. They're great. Also, gym people. You know, sometimes young people are weird about not wearing name brands, right? Like they're like, that's not cool if it's not a name brand. Well, there's certain brands on Amazon that actually young people enjoy. So one of them is called Gym People. And Gym People makes a super comfy guys jogger for $30. And I've got that link there as well. Now, let's just be honest and say that I think that young men are some of the most expensive and the hardest people to buy for, because it's like everything, they're not into clothes usually that much. And they just want like gadgets, and gadgets are freaking expensive. So I'm going to give you a range of gadgets. Some of these, I'm telling you, I understand that they're super expensive, but I'm just going to tell you, I didn't make up this list. This came from the cool guys. Shout out to Drew Delvaux. Okay. So Drew says, if you want to hook somebody up with a super affordable pair of gaming headphones, the Black Shark V2 headphones, I guess, are the way to go. Now, if you get the wired pair, they're $67. If you go wireless, you're bougie like that, they're $97. Don't worry, I've got links to all of this for you. Now, if your young man is like probably middle school, maybe some high schoolers, they might be into those neon track lights. Like, I don't think probably 20-something is. I doubt it, but who knows? But the neon track lights are very inexpensive, like under $20, and they're really easy to install on the ceiling. If the young man that you are buying for is able to drive, I found the freaking coolest gift ever. It's these like neon panels that you put on the inside lip of the car. Like, you know how when you open up a door and then there's like a silver panel right there? And they're basically magnetic. So, you know, whatever type of vehicle they drive, whether it's a Ford or a Toyota or a Chevy, whatever, you can get that particular brand and it just like clips on and they're these really cool neon lights. Anyways, I am obsessed with them. I want them for myself. And those will be linked as well. But now let's talk about clothes for the guys. So that's difficult, right? Because they all have a different style. But one thing that's pretty consistent amongst all of the young men who I interviewed for this, including men up into their mid-20s, they all love hoodies. Oversized. You cannot go wrong with either a black, tan, or white oversized hoodie. And most guys are not picky, but they do want quality. So like Champion brand or Nike or Essentials, like something that's like thick and heavy and high quality. I mean, if you want to be like on the bougier side, you could do like Stone Island. And quite a few of them told me that they love flannel PJ bottoms. I didn't know. On the list, I've got some great men's flannel PJ bottoms. Those work for dads, your husband, young men in your life, under $23. There's tons of different styles of plaid. Also, a link to Nike tie-dye socks. You know, the three-quarter length? Those are really popular. $18 for a two-pack. Okay, if your dude is a sneakerhead, which means they love collecting tennis shoes, like super cool vintage Nikes, then hook them up with the ultimate stackable shoe display. It's this clear stackable shoe display. It's $47. Super thoughtful gift for the sneakerhead in your life. I know you guys love the Sleepy Gummy, but I also know some of you don't do well with melatonin. You don't love melatonin, and you're still struggling with your sleep, and you're still looking for a natural alternative. I wanted to mention that you might want to consider trying a magnesium supplement. Magnesium is one of those often overlooked, like super simple things that you can do to dramatically improve your sleep. That might be what's going on. Maybe it is as simple as being deficient in magnesium. But be careful, as I always say, not all supplements are made equally. So at my last doctor's appointment, when I had my hormone panel reviewed, my doctor, we were talking about the fact that osteopenia runs in my family. And I'm doing all the things from a lifestyle perspective that I should have very dense bones. I do heavy lifting. I do weight-bearing exercises. I eat like all the things lifestyle-wise. But one thing I asked is, what is a supplement that I could take? Thinking that she would tell me calcium, no. She suggested magnesium. So then I went on a search to find a really high-quality magnesium supplement, and I did. It's called Bioptimizer. And of course, as per usual, when I find something, I take it. And I have amazing results. I'm going to reach out to them and say, hey, would you be interested in sponsoring the show? So guess what? They are now a show sponsor, and that is good for you because you're going to get a nice little discount when you go to buyoptimizers.com/Shalene and enter code Shalene. They're also going to give you 10% off. But first, let me just say this about magnesium. There are 7 different forms of magnesium, and they pretty much have an impact on every function of your body. From your brain to your sleep, pain, inflammation, stress, and bone density. 4 out of 5 women are deficient in magnesium. And the problem is when people go to buy a magnesium supplement, they're just getting like one form when there are 7 different forms that your body needs, right? And you don't want to buy, when I always say this, be very careful that you're not buying cheap supplements that don't actually contain what it is your body needs and can absorb. That's why I did my research before taking Bioptimizer myself. And now you get to enjoy a discount. So when you go to buyoptimizers.com/Shalene, again, you're going to get 10% off with that code. Again, it is buyoptimizers.com/Shalene. The link is in our show notes. Don't forget to use code Shalene for your 10% off. And this might just be the solution you've been looking for. I highly recommend it. Okay, apparently on the rise in popularity is Lululemon for the dudes. I'm loving it. I did not know this until today. So for the young man in your life, I know it seems weird if you grew up in the 80s or the 90s, but the guys love wearing cropped pants, right? So the ABC Relaxed Fit cropped pant from Lululemon, it's $128, and I've linked it. Also, Air Jordans. You cannot go wrong with Air Jordans. They're classic. They come in a bajillion different colors. So the how rare the color combo is will dictate the price of the Air Jordans. So they run anywhere from $120 all the way up to like $300. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them from a lot of different shoe places online. Now let's go back to some of the gadgets that the guys like. Okay, and this one is hella pricey, but we're going to go there. It is the Advanced VR virtual headsets. Okay, they run $349, so maybe this is like their one special gift, but it did make the list for almost every dude that I talked to. They're like, that would be so sick. I'm like, okay, good to know. Also, a MacBook. Yeah, I know, but they are on sale right now, at least as I'm recording this. There's a lot of great sales on Amazon, so I'm going to link to the MacBook Air, and it's $800, but I do want to say this. When it comes to buying a computer, obviously your budget's going to dictate that too. But you don't want to buy somebody a MacBook Air who is really into graphics and they game on their laptop. Like, it's talk to the person you're buying for so you understand like what their needs are before spending or investing that kind of money in a computer. Next up is a gift that really everybody and their brother wants, and it's the new Apple headphones, the over-the-ear headphones. So I'm not talking about earbuds. I'm not talking about the Beats. I'm not talking about like the new Apple headphones. They're kind of like square looking and they come in like super muted colors. I don't know what the big deal is, but I'm telling you, if somebody opens up that gift from you, you're going to be a god or goddess because that is like the it gift this year, I guess. All right. So now let's move on to gifts for the dude in your life. Like, you know, your dad or maybe your boyfriend or your husband. I hope I'm not overgeneralizing, but I find that most fellas, like, fashion isn't the biggest priority in their life. It's really more about comfort. And if that's true for the fellas you have to buy for, you need to get them a pair of Vuori Performance joggers. They're $98. You get them from Vuori. And of course, this will all be linked, but I'm telling you, they are like butter. You're going to want to get a pair for yourself too. I love them so much and they run totally true to size. Okay. So like normally I like my joggers to fit a little bit on the looser side. And even with these, I went with an extra small where I would normally get a small. They are like butter. Again, $98. Get them a pair of those. Also, if your guy is into like, I don't know, like truffle oil and he's like a foodie, there's a truff. So Truff is a brand that makes basically white truffle oil and black truffle oil and really unique flavors. I mean, you can add it to eggs. You can add it to any food you can possibly think of, and it just elevates the taste. It's amazing. And the packaging on the truff oil is, it's exquisite. It's such a cool, classy gift. Like, this would be a good gift to give to someone if they're having a party too. But the Truff gift pack I've linked on the list. Okay, this one is pricey, but it's like that super cool gift that you would buy for the person. I think I mentioned this last year too, the Nugget Ice Maker. The whole reason why I want to buy a bigger house is so that I have a kitchen that's big enough to put like more things out on the counter. So if you've got the counter space, the Nugget Ice Maker, or if like your dude has like a man cave or put it in the garage, the Nugget Ice Maker is the coolest thing. I'm dying for one. They're like $300. Okay, another, you know, higher end gift that is a really nice gift for someone is an Oura Ring. But I want to talk to you about the Oura Ring right now. This is called Generation 3, which is their latest version, and it's, I think, $349. But I want to answer some questions, and I want to share my opinion, because if I'm being completely honest, like, they have really mixed reviews online. You know, so when I looked into it further, I'm like, wait, it's like either 5-star people rave about it and they freaking love it, or they had problems with theirs and they didn't love it. So, you know, as per usual, I did my research. And here's the thing. I do not recommend that you get the Oura Ring collab. So they did some collaborations with some other brands like Gucci. And those rings, from what I understand, it's that version of those rings. And I'm sure Oura Ring does not want me to say this. I don't know this for a fact. It's just based on my research. This is what I think has happened. Those versions don't track as well. And like the gold double G's fell off. And so there's a lot of negative reviews. I think they've since fixed it. But in the meantime, they got a ton of negative reviews based on that. I can only tell you my own personal experiences. I freaking love it. I've lost mine and I replaced it. That's how good I think it is. I don't get it for free. Brett's dad, we used it to track his sleep, you know, with Alzheimer's. And I did the Apple Watch. I did the, what's the other one? It was also kind of like a watch. I don't know. I'm just not a watch wearer. And the Oura Ring has a higher classification or higher accuracy in terms of its tracking metrics than any other device. I mean, none of them are going to be 100% perfect, but it's so good to know. I love looking at my sleep score. I'm so competitive about it. So I think that's a great gift. I mean, it even tells you now when you're going to get your period so you can help track fertility. It tells you when you're about to get sick. Like, Generation 3 is freaking amazing. So even if you have an older version, I highly recommend getting the Generation 3. Also, if your man wants earbuds that actually stay in his ears, I cannot say enough good things about the Raycon fitness headphones. They're only $89. They come in a bunch of different colors, but I tried every single pair of like earbuds and they all fall out of my ears. All of them. I don't need any jokes about how big my holes are, but these are only $89 and they stay. So I love those. But if you're looking for a speaker, I love the Bose. There's a Bose speaker that's under $130. I've linked it. It's really sleek looking. It's so powerful. It will fill up the whole room like it's a huge stereo system. If the dude that you're buying for, or your dad or whoever, is a coffee drinker, you might look into the Ember mug. It is amazing. It's a mug. It's kind of pricey. It's $150. I know what you're thinking. A coffee mug that's $150, Chalene. I know. But I'm telling you, it's got a electronic thermostat on it that you can control from your phone, so you can keep your coffee at the exact temperature you want and actually finish it. I mean, that's the only problem for me is when I use it, I actually finish the whole cup of coffee. Anyways, that's a really cool gift. Another one that, again, is pricey, but it's the type of gift that every single time they use it, they will think of you, and it's super valuable. And if it's for your husband, it's great because it, you know, obviously it's one of those gifts you can use for yourself. And that's the Bowflex Select Tech Weights. The prices come way down. And if you've got Amazon Prime and you get free shipping, you can get them for $349. They used to be like $100 more than that. And they last forever if you take care of them. And all I mean by that is you have to have everything lined up when you put the weights away. If you just are throwing them around just like anything else, they won't last you forever. But that is an amazing gift. And I've got a ton of other ideas for the guys on your list, but I don't have time to get through all of them. But they are listed. I'm going to give you a link at the end of the show. Okay, some great gifts that work for absolutely everybody. First is, you guys know I love Dry Farm Wines, right? Well, in the past, Dry Farm Wines, you couldn't get like just, you know, 5 bottles. You had to sign up and get a membership. But during the holidays, they do this super cool like gift pack thing. And I'm dying. I'm getting this for so many people. So they have I think it's 5 bottles of champagne for like $110 that you can gift to somebody. But they're imported from all over Europe. How beautiful of a gift. Like, I would order a bunch of those if I were you. Like, if you're, you know, got like people who are important, or maybe your clients or somebody you really want to treat to a special gift, or like your mother-in-law or your best friend. Like, that's a great gift. Love that. So that's linked on there. Also, there's this awesome automatic wine bottle opener that I found on Amazon that I'm obsessed with. It looks like it's a $100 gift, but it's under $25. It's stainless steel. It's easy to charge. It like takes the foil off. It's got a foil cutter, and then it's so easy to use. Okay, next up, $25. I'm not sure if they're leather, if they look like leather, but they look like leather gloves that are warm and fuzzy on the inside. They're $25. But here's what's so cool about them is they actually work on your phone. Like, there's, you know, they've got the touch skin or whatever they call it. Another can't go wrong gift for anybody is a massage gun. The price on the massage guns have come way down. Those things used to be like $300. Now I just bought one for $50 and it's amazing. So I've got that linked on there. Okay, also the absolute coolest, cutest, most classy set of push journals we've ever created are now in stock. Our Queen Bee set, which always sells out, we redid it this year in lavender and gold and black. It is gorgeous. It is to die for. It's a 3-pack. It's $68. But here's the deal. You can break that up and turn that into like 3 different gifts. Because I don't know, honestly, that I would give one person 3 push journals. Maybe you would. But if it's someone who's never used a push journal before, maybe you don't know if they even use a day planner. So you can break that up and make 3 separate gifts by giving them a push journal plus this lavender plush blanket, because it matches, get it? And this beautiful lavender glass candle. It burns for 90 hours. And that would just make the most amazing gift set. And here's the deal. When you give somebody the gift of a day planner, they think of you every single time they use it. To this day, I always say that practically the only gift that I remember who gave it to us is a day planner that I received when we got married. Thank you, Brian. Brian Posey gave me and Brett both day planners. And I remember the reason why I think I remember to this day, like 28 years later, is because I used it every single day for 30 days and thought of him. So I think that's a wonderful gift to give someone because it's like the gift of productivity. It's a gift that keeps on giving. We also have a bunch of specials right now on pushjournal.com. Like, so for example, if you build your own bundle, like you can pick and choose different journals, and we've got all these cool covers like, you know, ADHD is my superpower, or We've got one that says The Vault. If you're a Vault member, you need that. Love You Mean It. We've got some like really cute covers. And so you can build your own bundle. And when you do that, you get a free holiday cover notebook that Sierra and I designed. And it's gorgeous. It's white with gold embossed stars. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's a really beautiful notebook. And everybody could use a notebook. That's a great stocking stuffer. You get that free when you build your own bundle of three. Lots of great specials, plus our holiday note cards. I mean, our holiday greeting cards, I guess you call them. But we call them snarky cards because they're really funny. So, you know, you don't want to be basic and send a basic Christmas card to your friends. You want to send them a card that tells them that you know they're funny and they know you're funny. So you can also grab your snarky holiday cards at pushjournal.com. That will also be linked below. I also think a great gift for anyone, especially like your mother-in-law or like, I don't know, someone who you're like, I don't know what to buy them. They have freaking everything, is the Aura photo frame. So it's really cool because it's got an app that goes with it and you can install all the photos on it. So like I got one for my mom and dad last year. And whenever we update photos, my sister has the app too. And so she can add photos to it. Everybody in the family can add photos to it. And it's just beautiful. It's a gorgeous frame. You can actually even put messages on it. So that's a really cool gift for like a grandma or an aunt that you don't get to see that often. I have so many things on this list that will work for anyone. Like, for example, I've got this jogger set. I've got the sound machine that I use, a customized cutting board. Obviously, the performance joggers from Vuori for Women I love. I found this candle that is gorgeous. It looks like, you know, those $100 candles that you get like a Nordstrom or wherever. I've never bought one of those candles, but I've been given them as gifts and then like looked them up online. And I'm like, oh my God, this person just gave us a $100 candle. Well, people are going to think that you gave them a $100 candle. I found this one on Amazon. It is gorgeous. I've ordered this one for so many people as gifts. It's under 30 bucks and it burns for 90 hours. It's amazing. I've got some throws on there, like some little packs, like gift packs you could put together, like a dry brush and then, you know, some sesame oil, unrefined sesame oil, which is wonderful for the lymphatic system, some UGG slippers, Doc Martens, just a bunch of different gift ideas that would work for anyone. The list is very extensive. I spent probably 10 hours putting this list together. You're welcome. I think I've done a pretty good job of categorizing everything for you, but it's all there, like all the links, everything. All you do is go to shalene.com/gift guide. And it's just like you would think, gift guide. So shalene.com/gift guide. And I'm sure we'll put a link to that at the top of our show notes as well. I really hope you guys love the list. I can't even tell you how much time I've spent on this and it's been fun. So I'd love to know if it was helpful for you. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I do have a favor to ask those of you who have been following along in this kind of journey over the last 15 months, you know, starting with my own plastic surgery nightmare, but then uncovering just the kind of horrendous situation in the state of California as it pertains to the California Medical Board and the corruption and the deceit and the fact that patients don't have rights. They really don't. This week, I can tell you this, and I haven't been able to say anything until now, but this week, one of the active members of the California Medical Board finally reached out to me personally. His name is TJ Watkins. He's one of the few members of the board who's not a physician. He's not a doctor. And he was appointed to the board for a 4-year term. And what he discovered after about 6 months of being on the medical board was like, he was on the Twilight Zone. Like, wait, why are we not removing this doctor's license? Why is this doctor being allowed to continue to practice? What is going on here? And he was just so outraged by what he was seeing and experiencing in the way and the lack of transparency, the lack of accountability that doctors have in the state of California, that he actually filed a whistleblower's complaint with the state. I'd send him messages via, I think I sent him some emails, a couple of DMs. And I didn't think I would ever hear from him or anybody on the medical board, but this week I did. We spent 90 minutes on a call and he answered all of my questions. And sadly, they weren't the answers I wanted to hear, but they were the answers I suspected were true. And I'm like, what can we do? What can we do? Because he basically just spelled it out and said, listen, if you are a patient, you have zero rights. None. Like it's all on behalf of the doctor. So if your son goes in for shoulder surgery and due to gross negligence on the part of the physician or the hospital or the staff, you would really have no recourse. And you've heard from people that I've had here on the show where it just sounds like the Twilight Zone. You're like, how is this even possible? And at every turn, that's what I keep learning, not just from people who are patients of Dr. Malavi, but other people all across the state, you know, have reached out and shared with me these horrific stories. And it's not just California. And I'll tell you where the corruption starts. The corruption starts with the CMA. The California Medical Association. That's an association that takes care of the companies that insure the doctors. And what is their number one objective? To keep the money that they collect from the doctors. And how do they do that? By making sure that the doctors can't be sued. Because if the doctors can't be sued, if the doctors can't be held accountable, well, then the insurance companies get to keep their money. And so the CMA pays millions and millions and millions of dollars to pay off these politicians. It's all crooked politics. And these organizations, these governmental agencies need to be held accountable. So on Friday, there's going to be a medical board hearing where the public can call in and they have less than 3 minutes to deliver a very quick synopsis of why they are in support of this accountability. Here's where things get tricky. As with all things and the medical board, in my opinion, they make it almost impossible for the public to know what's going on and to get involved. So you're going to have to download an app to be able to make this call. And I'm going to give you the complete instructions of what to do, like how to download the app, what to say, what time to call, everything. All of those instructions are going to be on Facebook in our Facebook group. So you go to Shalene's Pod Squad. I will post all of the instructions there. I'm going to post the instructions to my Instagram page as well. I'm going to try to put it anywhere that I can, but these instructions are going to make it far less frustrating for you. It'll basically walk you through the points. You'll get to read what the accountability bill proposes, and you'll, you know, get the number where you call in. You'll understand how all of this works. I'm going to be doing it on Friday, and I'm asking any of you who are willing to do this to help, because it's going to take a platform like this. It's going to take a groundswell of people who are like, no more, enough. This is bullshit. And it's going to take us taking action for anything to change. And for the families who've lost loved ones and have had no recourse, we need to do it for them. And we need to do it for you. So thank you for participating in that. And thank you for clicking the link in the show notes where you can go directly to the Pod Squad. It'll be pinned at the top there. And thank you for caring. Like I said, like, I've been able to be in contact with so many people and lawmakers because of you, because of people who listen to the show and who care and are outraged by this. And I never imagined in a million years I would end up being a patient advocate, but, you know, sometimes God has other plans, and when you've got a platform like this, it needs to be used for the right reasons, and I really truly believe this is all part of God's plan, so thank you again for helping me. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. Love you. I mean it, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple Podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son, Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. Very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. If you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Shalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Shalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at Chalene.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.